Hello, everybody. We're just coming to you with a little bit of news for those of you who haven't heard. I am Carl, the writer, producer, and editor of X-Men, the audio drama, for the most part. I am joined by Oscar Stabemeyer, who is my co-host of the Patreon reviews, the X-Men animated series reviews, things like that. Say hello, Oscar.
Hello, everyone.
Yeah, we wish you were coming to you on better circumstances, but I just wanted to put the word out there. In several episodes, you'll have heard a name who was the writer for Season 3 for Days of Future Past, The Wolverine, both the New Mutants episodes, and Stormbreaker, Rick Pepito, who was my contributor and collaborator with Season 3. He came on board for Days of Future Past to write that script, and then pretty much planned the whole season with me. And I have the unfortunate news of letting you all know that he passed away on Saturday. Those of you who follow us on the social media will already know about it. I already posted about it and posted it on the YouTube channel and things like that. But I know a lot of you listen to this on Spotify and things like that, and you won't follow along. But those who don't know, he was diagnosed with cancer last year and unfortunately lost the battle just a couple of days ago. And the sad part of it is, you know, he was on all of the X-Men after shows for the Patreon, all the extra stuff. We did the X-Men movie reviews together. Just a couple of months ago, we did the X-Men 3 review for the Patreon. And he was on there. He was fine. He was saying he was going to, you know, he's not planning on going anywhere. He'll be here for all the seasons. And, you know, even when it looked like things were getting rough, and especially in the last couple of weeks, the last month or so, me and him have been talking less and less because he's just been online less and less. But, you know, just 9 days ago now, he sent me a message in reply about, you know, when we were planning to get season 4 up and running and planning for the season. So it was never obviously in his plans that this would be an option or a case, but, you know, life is life and things are things. So I just wanted to put a thing out, really, and just let you all know, obviously, that Rick has passed away, and just put out a tribute for him, because Season 3 would not be Season 3 without him. He absolutely, especially the second half of the season, really planned it through with me. He took a lot of the burden off my hands, especially with the New Mutants episodes, because I didn't want to write those, and he was responsible for everything that there was those New Mutants episodes. Every script I did for the season, I sent to him, and he helped me work over and proofread. He was really my partner in this thing for this last year, and the season wouldn't have been as good as it was without him. And it's strange how things like this, because obviously, you know, we only knew each other online. People have been sending me things like, oh, sorry for your loss and things like that. It's like, I don't know if I have a right to have those condolences because, you know, we only knew each other online. Yes, we interacted on these Discord chats and face-to-face, and we met Facebook Messengered all the time, but like, you know, it's not like I'm somebody who knew him in person. So I think all those sympathies and stuff should go towards his family. And if you go to the Facebook page and the YouTube channel, there's a link to a GoFundMe that his family are doing to help with the medical costs, because obviously they're going to be extraordinary. Like, him and his wife were posting updates all the time where they were, you know, they were very researched and doing everything they could to fight this. And unfortunately, the last month, it just took a bad turn, obviously. But yeah, I just kind of wanted to let you all know, really. So Oscar, I'll hand it over to you. Just kind of if you want to say something.
Yeah. So I came on in season 3, right about the same time that Rick did. Days of Future Past was my first episode, and I got to know Rick, you know, when we started doing these sort of movie reviews, and we started to talk, you know, a little bit here and there, and I followed him on his social media, him and his wife, while they were talking about, you know, how he was doing. And for a long time, it seemed like, you know, he's definitely going to get out of this on top. But the last time they posted like an update, it didn't look good. And I got a little bit worried, and I sent him a message like maybe a few days before he passed away. And yeah, it was the first thing I saw in the morning when I woke up, and it was rough. And just like Carl says, like, it's weird when somebody you know only online passes away. Even though I didn't know him that personally or was very close to him, I still felt like it was quite a shock, to be honest. And I just feel like the world really lost a great person that day, because Rick was, he really was the heart and soul for, you know, a lot of the content that was, you know, put out there. He was always so encouraging, not only of me, but of Carl as well, like always making sure to tell us that what we are doing is great, that we should keep on doing what we do. He was just a genuine, nice guy who had a passion for what he did. He was a very talented writer. He was, well, he was a lot of things. And it's sad to know that he's gone and we are never going to share those moments with him where we talk about the X-Men movies or, you know, just in general in the after shows or whatever. It feels, yeah, it's a lot.
Yeah, he's been on every single one of the after shows, and like, I don't know how we're going to do the movie reviews because he was our guy on that. Like, it's just a, like, it's strange how this kind of thing, like, obviously I saw it when I woke up yesterday, and I posted that YouTube video up, and I would, you know, literally been up for half an hour when I posted it. And it was just kind of a raw reaction thing. And yesterday I had this thing of carrying on as normal and not really thinking about it. Although when people were messaging, and like, I felt bad for not being able to carry on as normal, but like at the same time, I was like, well, you know, it's not somebody who I knew super close or anything like that. But then today, for some reason, I've just been down and I don't know why. So I feel like it's a case of it's almost the delayed reaction. Like yesterday was the shock, and now it's, you know, today it's hit me a little bit more. Like, and it'll be the same. And this is, you know, the second time that this has happened in 2 years where a major behind the scenes partner of mine on this show has passed away. We lost Declan, our composer, 2 years ago. And now I've lost my co-writer. And like, it's undoubtedly the show will not be the same without him, because I will, you know, if you're listening to this and you want to contribute as a writer or anything to the show, I'd absolutely be happy to bring people on board. But, and have another partner or have somebody else who's going to keep me up the arse to get the show going and get episodes out. And he was really always on the Discord and things, always saying to me, you know, get X-Men going, you know, X-Men's, the show's so good, look at how many people are up for it. And, you know, he was always, you know, in the last month or so messaging me saying, let's get season four planned. And I was like, yeah, we got loads of time. And all of a sudden we don't have any more time. So it, like, absolutely, I'm sure other people will come along, but there's no way I will ever replace him. In terms of somebody who is such a great supporter of me and my work and this show, and also wanting to contribute such a huge part of it. And, you know, and like I say, I don't know how I'm going to do New Mutants, because I, like, that was his thing. And I let him, you know, I was like, I'm not interested in writing this. It's a side thing, but if you want to do it, I'll edit it. And that's what happened. And like, I don't know how to go forward with that stuff. And really at this point, there's no right answer for that, because that stuff doesn't matter. Like, a family has lost a father and a husband, some people out there have lost a very close friend, that this show does not matter in the grand scheme of things. Like, obviously it will have an effect. Season four will not be as soon as it would have been, and it won't be the same as it would have been with him. But I'm not thinking about that right now. Right now, I think what I want to do is just appreciate what he brought to this show. And I just wish he could be around to do, like, the entire not just the new mutant stuff, but the whole second half of the season I planned with him, and also the entire Deadpool after credit scene for the last episode. That was all him. He wrote that second scene with Deadpool, and I wrote the mid-credit scene, but he wrote the M1. But the entire idea of it was all his. All the stuff with your character in New Mutants, all the Portuguese stuff, that was all from him, and him, the fact that his family, his wife and his daughter were Portuguese. You know, just an indelible personal mark on this show. And it's weird because with Declan, I can continue to use his backlog of music and he can still have a presence in the show. Other than continuing Rick's storylines, I can't do that as easily, obviously, with a writer. Like, I can't. So all I can do at this point is the show will now be in tribute to him and Declan, and we'll just carry on going forward and make sure this show is, it would continue to be the show that he was proud of, you know?
Yeah, something, it will be a part of his legacy, more or less. And it's...
I didn't expect this. No. It's like, it came out of nowhere yesterday when I just happened to be, you know, I went for an early night. I got up early in the morning and I saw these messages on our Discord about it where Shane had seen a message and, it's not great. And like, you know, you see, I saw yesterday his Facebook account was online and it was obviously his wife checking his messages and stuff.
It was really rough. Cause I remember like yesterday I was going to do, or I did a performance with the play of Three Sisters, and it was very rough. I had a rough day because I was so, even though I didn't know Rick all that well, it's still a person who I connected with on some level. It's a person who, you know, he was always very, very nice to me, and I did consider him a friend, though maybe not a close one, but I did consider him like a friend. And when I heard that he passed away, it really struck a chord with me. And during the show, I tried to continue as always, but I had to sometimes step away to let out the feelings that I felt. And I still can't believe it.
It was just how, like, this time last year when he was diagnosed, he was putting messages up saying, like, I'll be around for season 98. We're going to continue this going. X-Men's going to be amazing. We're going to be doing this into our 70s. And, like, I was like, yeah, finally, you know, I got a partner that I can do this with. And then,
But the thing I thought about the most yesterday was that his wife and children have lost their father, and which is such a tragedy, because Rick, whenever he would talk about his family, you could hear in his voice that he had such a love for them. And
you could see the chemistry between him in those videos him and his wife posted up. They just were so lovely together.
And
she was so supportive of him. And, like, you know, they went to so many doctors all over the state and beyond, you know, because she was so great.
So my heart really goes out to Roberta and her and Rick's children. I can't imagine what they're going through.
Indeed. Like we say, we don't put this up to be morose, or we're just kind of rambling because we just want to put it out there. You know, the show may be a little delayed now, but really it doesn't matter. What matters is that somebody has, that Rick has unfortunately passed away, and this show has been a great ride and I've enjoyed a lot of it, but these losses are just kind of indelibly marked on the show, unfortunately. The fact that there's now two eulogies on this feed is horrible. And it was the fact it was two people who I worked very closely with and collaborated with behind the scenes on this show. Like I would message with all the time. And I feel like when it's going to hit me the most is I'm going to finish the first script of season four and I'm going to be like, right, now to send it to Rick. And then, you know, that's it. It was the same with Declan where, okay, now it's time for the music. Oh, you know, when it all hit me.
I do think it's important for everyone to actually take the time to mourn this loss. Mm-hmm. Even though, like we both have said, even though we weren't that very close to him, his presence still affected us in one way. He was, you know, a part of our lives in a way. And I do think that it's important to take the time to mourn the loss of this just amazing person that he was.
Indeed. Yeah. He was on every single one of the X-Men Patreon things we did. It was us three that were the team. And that won't be the case anymore, unfortunately.
No.
So thank you everybody for listening to this. If you made it through this far, I apologize for it not really being any rehearsed thing or like, and I can't even do what I did with Declan, which is put a musical tribute over him. All you could do for Rick is go and read his books. Go and listen to the episodes of this show that he wrote. Those are the tributes to him. Those are what we need to, you know, that's all we can do to. And if you can, please reach out to Roberta, go to the GoFundMe page and help them out. You know, I don't know much about the American healthcare system, but I know enough to know that that is not going anywhere. And even they've raised a lot of money, but they need more. And obviously now the funeral costs and everything else. So if you can reach out and help them, please do. It's a GoFundMe. I think it's Let's Come Together for Rick. If you search on there, you'll find it. Thank you very much, everybody.
Yeah, and just one final word on this. Like, thank you so much, Rick, for all that you did. You will be sorely missed by not just me and Carl, but I think everyone who was involved in this, in the making of the show, and I think the fans will miss you just as much, but we all hope that you're in a better place now and maybe someday we'll see each other again.
Yeah, I'm a very flat-footed secular person, but I'd like to think that if in the last month or so he was in a lot of pain, at least that's not the case anymore. So
yeah, he's up in the big X mansion in the sky.
Yeah. All right. Thank you very much, everybody, for indulging us with this. We're back with season four eventually. Just know that, you know, it may be a bigger delay than we originally planned, and this is why. So,
yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.